I think I'll start by saying our guys are really excited to get back at Soldier Field. It's been a long time. And getting back to our home crowd, we need our fans. They're a big part of what we do. We were up in Detroit, and their fans did a great job for them. So we need everybody behind us. I know we'll have that. And like I said, the guys are excited to be at home. Secondly, Jay did the entire practice today, had a very good practice again. And he looks like he's good to go. And we spend most of our time in, you know, special situations, special teams, and in the red zone like we normally do on Friday. He got a little pull in his ham. I would say he's doubtful for the game. It happened yesterday in a drill, and we'll see how he is tomorrow, but I would say right now he's doubtful.
Well, Mark, how disappointing is that? I mean, coming off the great game he had against the Packers.
You know, I feel, number one, on a personal level, I feel bad for him if he doesn't play because he really had a good game last week. We all know that, and he was moving in the right direction. So certainly disappointed for him, and, you know, we've said it all year. We've got to find a way to do it with the guys that we have, and you know that'll be David Bass and Chetta probably be up, and we'll go from there. He's strong up top; he can move around, and you know Mike is working hard to continue to develop him, and we think he's got some upside, and he's certainly going to get an opportunity to play if this thing's it goes as we think it will. Well, I just think they're very active defensively; they're very active. They move around, they get push. I'm not just talking about Sue, but they've got other guys. I mean, Tulloch is extremely good inside. He's very talented. He doesn't have the size. He's overcome that his entire career with his intelligence and his speed and his quickness. They've done well in their back end against us as well. I think they're physical at their corners when they're up on us. So defensively, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. Special teams-wise, we saw that Spurlock can make a play, and we've got to do a good job. Working and stopping him, and they're very good at their field goal block. They've got Mosley, they've got Sue, and they've got Izzy up front, and they get a lot of push. So we got to protect our points in our field goal protection. And then, you know, offensively, they've just been really solid. The offense has been together. You know, Matt's playing with great confidence. They're able to move the ball around, and their line's done a sufficient job of protecting. So all the way around, they're a growing football team, and certainly coming in here confident after the win in Dallas. And we're excited about playing. We're most excited about playing and being at home, having a chance to get back and play in front of our fans. Jay took them all this week, and you know, Josh didn't take any reps prior to the season when we went into Washington. And that's how we've operated, and that's what we did this week. With only 2 days, Jay needed every rep anyways. Well, I think the rust factor is it's assumed he's going to be rusty, and I wouldn't assume that. I would assume that, we expect him to play at the highest level, and we wouldn't have him out there if we didn't think he could perform at that. And I know he wouldn't want to be out there. He's worked so hard that if he didn't think he was ready personally and in his mind, emotionally, I don't think he would put himself out there and put the team at risk. But it's been a good 2 days, and it'll be good to have him back out there. And he doesn't have to be perfect. No player is, but we expect him to play at a high level. Yeah, I don't. It certainly won't be this week, and it'll be a week-to-week evaluation, really day-to-day within each and every week. And, you know, we'll see where he is next week when we come back to practice.